Hey everybody, it's me, Will, and no Chrissy around. This'll be a secret just between us. I just wanted to remind you all that we're going to be doing our Demon Drive this Friday. The upcoming Friday is Friday the 13th. Usually means bad luck. But we're going to be going live on youtube.com/GTTUpod at 7 p.m. Eastern, so that's good luck to me. Unless the entire stream goes wrong, then it's bad luck for me. Do you understand yet? Come join us. It's going to be really fun. We're going to play some games that you can literally play with us. All you need is your phone for those games. Christy and I are going to compete against each other in a few things. And actually, I'll give you a little tease while I'm here. I prepped just the other night a game that Chrissy doesn't even know about, doesn't know that I did, with a special guest. You're going to hear a different person's voice on one of our shows, which is a rarity, and I think people are really, really going to enjoy it, so make sure you're there. And we're going to cap the entire night by watching Night of the Living Dead together. It's going to be like one of those old nights in the 90s where you went to Little Caesars and then Blockbuster and rented a movie and just got to hang out with your friends. That's what we're doing on Friday. We're even going to play some clips from our Patreon that have been behind the secret Patreon walls forever. But Chrissy and I are each going to pull some of our favorite moments, and I thought maybe I would just go ahead and do that in this little announcement episode. So here's a clip from today's Netherworld Dispatch. Actually, also with a surprise guest in it. You may be surprised by the voice you hear at the end of this. You may recall that on Friday's Guide to the Unknown, we covered death games. Well, today's Netherworld Dispatch is titled Death Games for Kids. We're taking a look at games like Fortnite, Fall Guys, anything that's bright and poppy, and yet it's all about eliminating the other player. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well. Demon Drive this Friday, Friday the 13th, 2023, 7 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/GTTUpod. Enjoy this clip, and I'll see you there.
A storm, literally like around the perimeter of the island. Imagine the island is a perfect circle.
Okay.
There is a storm perfectly around the circular perimeter.
Okay.
And every so often, it shrinks in on us.
Uh-huh.
It closes in on us. So, if you don't want to die in the storm, everyone is inevitably going to be forced into this, like, center of the arena, essentially.
Right.
Where avoiding conflict won't be a possibility anymore. We're all going to be crushed in.
Okay.
Anybody who survives. So right now, at the start, the best hope is to run around getting as much stuff as you can that can either let you fight back against other people or hide and survive.
So you might not survive the storm itself?
I think the storm will just fully kill you, I think.
Uh-huh, okay.
Now, there's this whole other angle of this game that I don't, again, because I don't really play this game. But there's like this whole building aspect, too, where you can, I guess at any moment, you can make a ramp and you can make a house and stuff like that, but I don't really know what I'm doing with that, so okay. I'm literally just going to run around looking for supplies.
Yeah.
But that's the core premise of this game.
Okay.
Dropped in the middle of nowhere, get as much stuff as you can, try to survive, prepare for battle, because it might happen, you might just run into somebody.
Right.
And no matter what, this storm, and we can literally see it brewing on the horizon, this lightning black cloud storm is going to come closer and closer until there's nowhere to hide.
Okay.
Battle Royale.
Right. No, but what's the actual game called? I'm just having
Fortnite.
A brain fart. Fortnite, that's right.
Fartnite.
Oh, Fartnite.
Oh, duh, Fartnite. So, yeah, a lot of it's going to be slow walking around until we run
find
into somebody.
Person.
Or, and then everything in here is all about, like, it's a free game, but I guess if you... Oh, somebody's shooting at us.
Oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Tell me if you see anybody on the horizon.
Okay.
Watch that horizon.
I am. Don't you worry now.
Presumably they're trying to flank us right now or something.
All right, Will's going backwards.
Yes. There was a day where I went over to my buddy's house, and his son, who at the time was like 8, was like too cool for school. He was like staring at an iPad to the point that his parents had to be like, say hi to Will, like that kind of thing,
yeah, you know?
And he begrudgingly said hello to me. And then... I hear footsteps.
Oh, the roof is wiggling.
Yeah, does that mean somebody in here?
Are they shooting through the roof?
Can they shoot through the roof?
I don't know.
I'm standing on the roof of a house.
Coming out, but like the roof was wiggling. Up, up. Oh, William just eliminated anonymous 30.
Sorry.
And I was taking their cabbage and their fish.
They've got a flopper fish. I don't know what these things are. A banana?
You just shoot the fish.
Cabbage? Is this like for health? Can you throw cabbage at people like the old men on the Muppets?
Yeah.
Storm eye shrinking in 1 minute 26 seconds.
Oh boy.
So you perpetually have to try to get to safe ground again.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Well, I think you have to get to cover, right? To like stay away from the storm?
I think as long as you're, it's like the eye of a storm, so I think even open daylight is okay as long as you're not on the perimeter.
Low energy, you can't sprint. Maybe you should eat that cabbage.
Maybe, you're right. But so anyway, my buddy's kid all of a sudden looks up from his iPad and goes, Grandma's gonna come over, she's gonna take me to her house. And they were like, wait, you were talking to your grandma right now? And 15 minutes later, the grandma shows up. But not only is she there to take him away for the weekend, like, they arranged for themselves. She goes, oh, and here you go. And she hands him a bunch of gift cards for Fortnite. And so my buddy goes, whoa, what's that? And she goes, oh, he texted and asked if I could pick up Battle Bucks or whatever the in-game currency is. Like, he asked if I could pick up, you know, $30 of Battle Bucks from Target my way over. And it's like, just madness. So,
yeah.
Like, that's really how this free game makes its dough, is that even if people paid $2 a month or something like that,
there's some sort of in-game currency that you can want to re-up, I guess.
Exactly. And if a gajillion people pay you a few bucks,
totally,
it adds up real fast. So that allows the game to be free, which I think is kind of neat, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means that we might be in an arena right now with a million other people who have paid to play this game.
Oh, and maybe they have better, you know, weapons and stuff.
Everything they do is better than me.
Yeah.
It's actually impressive that I did survive one person.
Yeah.
And I don't know the case on this, actually. Is it worth my while?
You're entering the Hall of Whispers. Oh, there's someone there, William.
I know. I'm actively, like, hunting.
Oh, okay.
Should I be, though? Like, is there any point?
I don't know. I guess so. You eliminated once again.
Yeah, I did. I did kill. I am doing decently well. I think we're only going
to
play one round of this, by the way.
Like, daily.
To eliminate? Free the doo-doo.
Yeah.
my daughter, sweet Zoe, was putting on a show for all of us the other day. Just standing up and singing. Making
a
spectacle of herself.
Then she started going, free the doo-doo! Free the doo-doo! And just being silly. She wasn't, like, meaning anything, but it meant something to us.
I don't think she was intending to say anything about poop.
No.
I think doo-doo was, like,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Free the doo-doo. 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 Free the doo-doo.
Yay! I watched the video,
videos,
like, 1,000 times.
Me too.
So there you go. That episode is out right this second on patreon.com/gttupod alongside, just a ton of other stuff. And the Demon Drive this Friday, 7:00 Eastern on youtube.com/gttupod. I'll see you there, everybody. Have a great week. We're going to have so much fun on Friday, so I hope you can join us. And as always, free the doo-doo. Bye-bye.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.